USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Senate hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill. Dr. Anthony Fauci, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and FDA Director Stephen Hahn all testifying before the Senate committee. FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn discusses what can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus in schools.
While vaccine research is ongoing, rapid testing and therapeutic development can aid in the safe return to school, college, and the workplace. FDA is constantly evaluating new data we receive on testing so that we can promote the development of new and better tests.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney says any threat by Russia against the United States should be met with a swift and deadly response. The Wyoming Republican opened a Capitol Hill news briefing with those words, referring to reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says any new proposals to recover from the coronavirus pandemic should be narrowly focused.
Any further recovery efforts should focus intently on three things: kids, jobs, and health care.
Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican also says that any places that reopen should have protections from lawsuits.
One helpful policy would be strong legal protection for schools, colleges, nonprofits, and employers that are putting their necks on the line to reopen.
Private religious schools can get tax dollars, so says the U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 ruling on Tuesday. The decision touched on a Montana program that originally didn't allow any government money to go to schools controlled by churches. And the creative force behind the Dick Van Dyke Show has died. Carl Reiner died on Monday at his home in Beverly Hills. He was 98 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Major League Baseball is getting ready to restart, but are the players ready? USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
As America gets ready for the return of Major League Baseball, Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the reigning world champion Washington Nationals and Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks are opting out of the 2020 Major League season over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The season is scheduled to begin at the end of July. Zimmerman, writing for the Associated Press, said, "I have a 3-week-old baby and my mother has multiple sclerosis and is super high risk. So if I end up playing, I can pretty much throw out the idea of seeing her until weeks after the season is over." As part of Major League Baseball's planned 60-game season, players who are themselves considered high risk can opt out of the 2020 season and still be credited for service time and receive their prorated salary. Players who are not high risk but have pregnant wives or high risk family members can also opt out, but they forfeit their salary and service time.
Thank you, John. Going a little bit more in depth on this story, one player who will not be opting out of playing this year is Cincinnati Reds pitcher Trevor Bauer. He tells Fox News he's ready to go.
"I want to get out there and compete. I think all of us want to get out there and compete and, you know, provide entertainment for fans and do the thing that we love to do. The vast majority of players still play this game for the love of it, regardless of what people may seem or what it might seem like on social media or what people may say. So
yeah,
we've all been missing it. We want to get out there."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.